DefineSelf.com.
That God is the answer to all of our problems. He is right. He is true. He is exact. And one of the great trials of life, when fear, hunger, loss of property and lives and fruits visits, is when you have accepted God in your life. See, the believer is tried by their faith in God. I don't care if you are a Christian or a Jew, the believer in God, whether you are not in a church or a mosque or a synagogue or temple, when you believe in a higher power, a power bigger than yourself, and you think that when you're doing right and what pleases God, that we should be in some way protected and insulated, and bad things should not happen to us. The believer in God should not get sick. The believer in God should not suffer loss. That's not the right way to look at things. Because if we view things like that, then we get disappointed and we get upset with God. Bear with me. And in becoming upset and angry with God, see, now we can get in trouble with the God. And none of us want to get him upset. So look at this now. Most of us have an immediate emotional reaction to adversity and loss, which is absolutely natural. And one of the prophets in the Bible, he really went to task with God. But this prophet that I'm referring to is the prophet Habakkuk. Ooh, he is perplexed and he is really upset with the God. And he had an understanding of God that was right, but he did not have a comprehensive knowledge of things, nor did he have faith that would give him patience with God. Look at this now. So he started to tell God, look at these words, and you could probably relate to these words. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Ooh. Oh, that's something. Some of us pray. And we don't feel that God is responding. See, but he tests his servant. The God is always testing the faith, because what you seek, what you want, it comes at his pleasure, not at your pleasure, not at my pleasure, not on your timetable, not on my timetable, but on the timetable of God. And in that, he's manifesting something that's in the heart that the individual is not even aware of. So it's this Leviathan that's lurking down in us. And when things don't go the way you think they should go, then this monster comes up out of us. The call of God to us is to pray. It is to seek his face. It is the invitation of God for the people to come and acknowledge him above all others, that there's nothing and no one greater than God Himself. It is a declaration that there is no God but the one God. It is an invitation to prayer, an invitation to success, an invitation for the self-cultivation and development of the human being. And through prayer, we realize the divine in us and make that connection with God.
DefineSelf.com.